Welcome back to Between Takes with Opal Entertainment. I'm Aiden Driscoll.
And I'm Olivia O'Neill.
And today, we're showing you a brand new song.
Yeah, we're going to dive in, grab our bass, grab a guitar, and sing a little tune.
Yep, we're working it out as we go, so y'all are getting an inside look at an Opal Entertainment rehearsal.
It's going to be super duper fun. We're going to go over lyrics and everything, all that good stuff.
So, if that's your jam, sit back and enjoy this week's episode of
Between Takes.
Oh, I have a story. Get your bass in, and then we're going to start talking for a second.
Oh, wow. Bossy. Oh, hey, everybody.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to the show.
We're doing something quite different today and really, really excited about it.
Yes, this will be a lot of fun.
We are standing at mics this time. Usually, we're sitting across from each other. Mm-hmm. Today, we are standing, and we have our instruments with us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be kind of like workshopping, playing song and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really, really pumped.
Yes.
So.
Before we get going, you know the Swiffer?
I do know what Swiffer is, yeah.
Yeah. What, that is the noun, right? It is a Swiffer.
Yeah. I guess Swiffer is a brand, I guess.
Okay.
But
that is like what you're, the product is,
yeah,
a Swiffer.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So when you were using that product, what would be a verb that would be, that would accompany it?
Swiffering?
What?
I'm Swiffering.
Swiffering? That does not make any sense, Olivia. I'm sorry. All the ads are telling me to be Swiffering. It's Swiffing.
It's a Swiffer.
Yeah, it's a car. You're not carring.
That doesn't pertain.
It doesn't. But like, if you are a runner and then you start runnering, that's grammatically correct.
But
no,
it's not
running.
But it's not a...
To run is the...
So it's too swift?
Too swift, yes.
I use my Swiffer to swift.
If we're going
to
be grammatically consistent... You either,
I like it. I mean,
you,
yeah,
either swift and you are swiffing in the present
the
tense,
there,
or
sorry,
the past tense is you swift.
I mean, go for it. If that's the way you want to say to people.
Swiffering, I mean, just grammatically doesn't make sense.
You're kind of right. Yeah, I
because
get that.
Because what other nouns end in an ER that when you put in the present tense verb still include that ER and then an ING? Think of one right now, I dare you.
I'm trying.
Plumber.
He's plumbering. No, he's plumbing.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
See?
So it's a Swiffer and you swift.
Yeah. And in the present tense, you're swiffing.
You're swiffing. I like it. Maybe it's because it is like the brand. It's a Swiffer.
Sure. But when you blow your nose with a specific brand tissue, you're not Kleenexing.
So what made you think of this?
I've been getting all these ads for Swiffers, which is like,
what did you buy recently?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a bunch of clean supplies.
Maybe Mark Zuckerberg looked at my kitchen at one point and was like, "Urf,
gotta get that figured out."
He should probably
get some Swiffers on his Instagram feed. That's funny.
But it's like Swiffering consistently, Swiffering, and every single one. And I just think like
so
they had to make a conscious decision about that, right?
Yeah, maybe Swiffing just sounds weird, which maybe.
Yeah, but Swiffering is just, I think it's just grammatically incorrect.
Interesting.
So that's all. All right. Sorry, I stole your thunder when you were talking about.
I'm going to share really fast. I'm reading some books.
Okay, I was reading some books. Oh, I want to share too, but I will share in a minute.
I'm reading Simon the Fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it's by. A little bit slow at the beginning, but it's pretty interesting. It's about a fiddler, and his name's Simon. So that's a good book. The other one, I don't remember what it's called either, and I haven't started it yet, but I just got it at the Titanic. It's a huge Titanic replica in Pigeon Forge of Tennessee. And there was this book about this girl who survived the Titanic and her life afterwards.
Mm.
So I'm excited to read that. Also, listen to an audiobook. I'm only halfway through Matthew McConaughey's memoir called Greenlight, and I went into it quite skeptical. It is amazing. I really like it. He's very funny and like very fast. I was listening to him while I was driving from mm-hmm. this said Pigeon Forge of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And
Tennessee.
I would be driving along and you know, you're just kind of like, you get in the zone and then all of a sudden he gets really quiet and then he'll just be like, next chapter or like something really random. And he's like, then I went and he just yells. Sorry, I'm probably peeking, but it's hilarious. I'm like, whoever sound engineered him, they must have had to go through many trial and error because he just is all over the map.
That's fun.
Anyway, really fun. Okay.
I just finished Watership Down.
You finished it?
Yeah, I need to make a revision to my top 10 books list, I believe.
Was it placed before?
No, I think it was like an honorable mention. I think it was on there at one point when I was making the giant list, and then when I was whittling it down, I think it was just because like my mom read it to me once back when I was like 13, and I hadn't read it since. And gotcha. So then this last week I read it, or listened to it again all the way through, and it is so good.
Really?
It is such a good book. It appears, I think a lot of people who hear of it and kind of know the basic gist will think it's like, oh yeah, it's a fun little like fairy tale about bunnies. And no, it is like, what I can think to compare it to is like The Odyssey and Gilgamesh. And it's like this huge epic mythology almost. It's not as like thorough, it's not like a mythology in the sense of like Lord of the Rings or Tolkien created this entire mythology.
But it does have kind of its own language and like names for things.
It has its own myths, it has its own, I mean, there are things where... It's one of those, the rabbits are talking, telling these stories about El Herrera, their hero, their like this mythical leader that they had, and talking, and so it's one like, of those like, oh, because he did this, and that's why rabbits always blah, blah, blah. And that's like, oh, that's a fun little,
it's like
you know,
an epic poem kind of thing feel. Maybe about, not a poem, but like that type of feel, but in the context of rabbits and like their warren and traveling from like one field to another.
And it's so good.
It's so interesting.
Good.
What an idea.
Yeah.
Like, who thought of this, you know? Like,
it was Richard Adams. He was
well,
the one who thought
he did
of
think
it.
Of it, but I just wonder how, I guess, is the question. Anyway.
It's so good. All right, sorry. Let's get back to what we were pitching.
How should we go about this?
So, Liv and I wrote the song. We finished it recently, and we're trying to get it ready to perform for our house show coming up on October 8th. Go to nationalmusichouse.org to RSVP. We also have another show coming the day that this episode comes out that Harmon is hosting. She was on the podcast. She's a great kid.
And Ray is opening with us.
And
also,
Ray is opening,
which
yeah,
you also just met recently.
Yep. So it'll be a lot of fun. Go to nationalmusichouse.org to get all the details there, to RSVP, and all that jazz. But we finished a song recently. We're trying to work up an arrangement. It's called Marks of a Drifter. We're going to start out by just playing through it once. And we'll maybe talk a little bit about the songwriting, the process of that, and then you'll kind of just be here and hear us
workshop ideas and stuff.
Yeah. So.
We just, want to take something kind of unfinished and kind of figure it out on here.
Right.
Are we using rehearsal time and podcast time at the same, to like, for our benefit? Maybe. But let's hope for the best.
Yeah. So either the rehearsal will go great and the podcast will be fine, or the podcast will be great and the rehearsal will be fine, or maybe both of them will be great, or maybe
let's
both
hope for
of them
the best.
Will be rotten.
Let's just not overthink it. Let's not overthink
That's a good call. I have a tendency to overthink things.
Okay.
Here we go. This song is called Marks of a Drifter.
Walk the mountains in the evening to occupy my restless eyes. The wind grows cold and the clouds roll in, darkening the skies. I find the marks of a drifter. Pride and power is only friend. Serenades the moon at night to let us share his loneliness. And when you hear his cry, it's the only time you'll hear his name. So don't forget the wolf, silver blue. Birds look to the horizon, watching safely from their homes. A gentle shadow soon peers o'er the ridge. standing still, his eyes aglow. And behind him breaks the dawn, as rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't forget the wolf, silver blue.
That's a first step, y'all.
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Liv?
Cool. I think figuring out the point of the biggest, like, yes, swell. Where is that? To me, right now, it's at "Followed him till he led me to a stream."
Mm-hmm.
That feels like the biggest right now. I think we could have another general chorus that's like the biggest. What is the biggest chorus in this? You know?
Okay. Yeah. So my thought, I was thinking this time. Right now you're playing like, you're just playing the roots on the verses,
yeah,
and then you're doing like a 1/5 thing on the bass, playing like quarter notes for the choruses.
Chorus, yeah.
I'm thinking keep just the roots maybe for the first chorus and don't do the 1/5 until the second chorus.
I agree.
And the second chorus is bigger than the first chorus and then builds into the bridge. And we go through that whole progression. Cause I think, that has, I feel like harmonically that has a much more natural build to it than like the verse or whatever. And then I want, sorry, you go first.
I was just going to ask you, do you think, this is like a small thing, for that second chorus, we sing, or it starts on F. So don't forget the wolf. Go right into 5. Because for some reason that C starting on that one felt really like awkward. Maybe 4. Is it? So don't forget the wolf.
This is the second one.
He's silver blue like the moon.
What if you did F A 1/3 and then 1/5 on the G? Does it make sense? So don't forget the wolf. He's silver blue like the
F-A?
Moon.
F A? Is that what
you said? F A
high. Yeah. So don't forget the wolf. Like that?
Yeah, and then maybe instead of a G that second time, do an E, kind of as a walk up.
So don't forget.
No.
Oh no.
So it's F A G D C G C E F A. Is it too much of a contrast from the like verses? The verses
what?
have like a. It's got such a like tense, like minor feel to it. Does the chorus, is that too much of a? So don't forget the wolf.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Silver blue like the moon.
Kind of fun. kind of makes it more fun.
Right.
Maybe go ahead.
Well, maybe what if we tried one where you're just playing roots the entire time but playing it in quarter notes? Because I was thinking that for the bridge, playing it in quarter notes but not doing just doing the roots would
for the whole song?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm wondering potentially. Oh, sure. Potentially, what if we tried the chorus just playing? Let's try it what we just tried now, doing like one, three, one, five, all that jazz, right?
Yeah.
Let's try it once with that new progression we just came up with, and then maybe we can look at just playing the roots, but playing it as quarter notes.
Okay, so...
Because I do think rhythmically having quarter notes adds a lot. I'm just not sure. I'm thinking a lot right now.
Yeah, well, I think we should probably try it out.
Okay, let's try that, and then I'll tell you some more
things. So I'm going to try the 1-5, 1-3, whatever.
Yes, yes.
Starting from second half of the first verse?
Let's just go from when you hear its cry.
But we want to be able to feel...
Okay, then yeah, let's start at Birds Look to the Horizon.
Start at the top of the second verse. Birds look to... Sorry.
Right from the top of the verse.
Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Birds look to the horizon, watching safely from their homes. A gentle shadow soon peers o'er the ridge, standing still, his eyes aglow. And behind him breaks the dawn, his rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't forget the wolf. Oh gosh.
You want to go back?
Wait.
You just need to review that real quick.
So don't forget the wolf. And when he calls so...
Then it's E dominant. Calls so lonely.
I'll probably just do fives on those.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
From So Don't Forget the Wolf.
Okay, ready?
1, 2, 3, 4. So don't forget the wolf.
Silver blue.
Compare that, just your roots, but quarter notes the entire way through.
Quarter notes, gotcha. Well, that's easy. Just kidding.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So don't forget the wolf. He's silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so lonely, leave a light on for the wolf.
Let's go back to the top of the second verse and try that.
Cool.
Just get it more context. Top of the second verse. 1, 2, 3.
Birds look to the horizon, watching safely from their homes. A gentle shadow soon peers o'er the ridge, standing still, his eyes aglow. And behind him breaks the dawn, his rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't forget the wolf, silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so lonely, leave a light out for the wolf.
Okay, what do you think of that one? Is that too boring?
Feels a little boring.
Okay. Well, folks at home, let us know which one you like better. But yeah, I feel like the first one does feel a bit more... There's more motion and it doesn't feel as cheery as it used to.
Do you think I should just do the quarter note roots for the first chorus and then switch it up
maybe
for the second?
Maybe we can go back and try that. Maybe...
I don't know if that's too inconsistent with itself, but...
I'm wondering if just staying on the quarter notes, just on the C, I mean the quarter notes no matter what, on the C and not going to the G, but I'm not sure. I don't know if that really makes any difference.
Oh, sure.
I think play it as we were playing it just before and see how just that is. The full F, A, G, D.
Okay.
Yeah, all thing. Yeah.
Through the whole Through every chorus?
No. Oh. For those last two, I guess. Yeah. I think the first one, let's go back to the top and see what makes sense. And I think try, if you want to play roots and let them sustain.
Yeah.
If you're going to play quarter note roots, play the whole progression as you've been playing it.
Okay.
And let's give it a shot and see how it feels. I think the main thing I was thinking was coming out of the second chorus, going to the bridge, we have that big sustained F there.
Yeah.
Where it feels natural for it to kind of swell and then come back in. Whereas coming out of the first chorus, going back into the verse, I feel like it makes sense for the verses to just be the roots sustained. So I don't know if it would be weird doing sustained first verse, quarter note first chorus, going back to sustained, if and that's a weird chop, and then back to quarter.
Yeah, it might be a little inconsistent.
So maybe let's just try from the top, do what feels best to you for that first chorus. Yeah. Let's try.
I was going to kind of bring in the idea, like we talked about, this song isn't necessarily, so a lot of our songs that we've written so far usually have like a specific story, character, right, idea that we want to get across. This one is purely like, we want to write a song about a wolf, and kind of make it sound kind of spooky almost and kind of eerie. So I think it's kind of interesting coming into like, a lot of times our arrangements enhance what we're singing vocally or lyrically, sorry, where this is just, doesn't have that as much. Does that, sure, kind of make sense?
We don't, so it's kind of interesting. We're not like communicating this like grand idea.
So it's like, we're not going to like under this like grand, sure, this like the, you know, whatever. I'm not making any sense, but.
No, but I think, I don't know. I mean, I get the initial part. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay.
It is an interesting song. It's a fun one because of that, but it's also kind of a challenging one because of that. So try from the top then?
Sure.
Okay.
How far?
I'll play through the first phrase solo and then bass joins and then start singing.
Yeah, I think, okay, that makes sense. Walk the mountains in the evening to occupy my restless eyes. The wind grows cold and the clouds roll in, darkening the skies. I find the marks of a drifter. Pride and power is only friend. He serenades the moon at night to let us share his loneliness. And when you hear his cry, it's the only time you'll hear his name. So don't forget the wolf, silver blue like the moon. Birds look to the horizon, watching safely from their homes. A gentle shadow soon appears o'er the ridge, standing still, his eyes aglow. And behind him breaks the dawn, his rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't forget the silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so lonely, leave the light on for the wolf.
Let's keep going.
I followed him to Rocky Mountain till he led me to a stream. I left him more youthful than I found him as he passed. Listening, and I saw his ears melt away. So don't forget the wolf, silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so
you at?
I don't know. I can't. It's hard to like. I'm trying to hear it from an outside perspective. Sure. Of like the flow of it. I know I'm not getting it perfect yet, so it's also that's also a little bit right. hard to like gauge.
Yeah, and I'm not super. You go first.
I think. Don't forget the wolf. He's silver blue. I like the idea of that being. It's catchy. It's one of our more catchy sure. melodies. So I like the idea of it being kind of singable. Like right. people can like, okay, we know where this part. So don't forget. So I kind of like the bounciness of that.
Okay, yeah, I think I do like that. Yeah, I mean the overall. Let me back out a little bit. The overall flow of this last time we ran through it, I think it was pretty good. I think we got to the bridge and it got a little sloppy because I got a little confused for part of it, and you got a little confused for part of it. But I think the overall flow of that first half was pretty good. Were you playing just sustained roots for the first chorus?
Yeah. Okay. I was, yeah.
I think that makes sense.
I tried doing like a...
For the verses?
But then yeah. I wasn't doing very good.
So I think we can explore a little bit rhythmically. And that's the main thing is like, I don't feel like adding fives or thirds, fifths or thirds throughout the verse would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I think playing with it rhythmically can
that's
be
what
cool.
I was thinking.
So yeah, I think you can continue playing with that.
Cool.
I'm not super satisfied with the guitar right now.
Really?
It feels, and maybe it's just... Maybe it's just the voicing.
It's setting like a really nice foundation, I feel like.
I just feel like it sounds kind of sloppy right now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it's just right now it's kind of sloppy, but...
When you enter in the first, like when you're first come in, I thought it sounded. I mean, I'm like, ooh, where is this going? But maybe you're just not feeling satisfied throughout the whole thing.
And I've met part of it. Is the strum pattern? Do you feel can you find a steady beat right off the bat with just the strum pattern?
When I play bass?
No, just when you listen to it as an audience member.
Yeah, especially that one.
Sounds steady.
Yeah, I really like it.
All right, maybe I'll just work on it. I need to practice it more.
It sounds different to me than anything. It sounds like that eerie kind of epic, like travel. It reminds me of like The Lord of the Rings or something.
What?
The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I thought you said Fiddler on the Roof for a second.
Did my mom say something about
Fiddler's Roof? I think is what she called.
Yeah,
it.
I don't know. It was funny.
It's like Sid. That's all it is. Do you want to do the bridge then?
Sure.
Okay. So lonely, leave the light on for the wolf.
I followed him to Rocky Mountain, still he led me to a stream. I left him more youthful than I found him, as he passed through the water glistening, and I saw his ears melt. So don't forget the wolf, silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so lonely, leave a light on for the wolf.
So let's go back. Can you try quarter notes on that whole bridge except for that? I followed and then quarter donkey mountains.
Fun.
One thing too on the I, when we do that sustain and as well as a pass through the make just do careful not to lose the tempo, I guess.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
So yeah, let's go from the same spot.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Right. So I mean if that works, I guess it's just
having that break, I followed him, that'll give the same effect as slowing down.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Correct. So yeah, let's same spot and yeah, just try adding quarter notes for every place that aren't those two breaks.
Cool.
Call so lonely, leave a light on for the wolf.
I followed him to Rocky Mountain till he led me to a stream. Saw his ears melt away, so don't forget the wolf. What do you think? I like that better.
I think so, yeah. I think As he passed through the water, that part? Yes. Yes, break on that as one as well. As he passed through the water. Glistening. It's on E when it's passed, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, through the water. Glistening.
What, maybe don't come into quarters until we get back to that F. So we do that easy pass through the water glistening. And I saw his ears melt away, so don't. Yeah, cool. Let's try it. Coming out of and behind him breaks the dawn, going through the end of the bridge.
I like it.
This is just us rehearsing. Is this still interesting?
Yeah, I think we'll keep doing this. And then at the end here, let's talk about the song a little bit. Okay. Just like. Kind of just talk about
it. And leave it up to me to edit together the best parts.
Yeah, you know it. And behind. Oh.
Yeah, I was just.
And behind him breaks the dawn. His rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't forget the wolf.
Let's try. Let's go back to the top of the verse.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't get into it.
Birds look to the horizon. One, two, three.
Birds look to the horizon, watching safely from their homes. Gentle shadows soon pierce o'er the ridge. Standing still, his eyes aglow. And behind him breaks the dawn. His rays of sunlight hit.
Sorry, one more. Can we get to that? Behind him breaks the dawn. His rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't. Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense? And behind him breaks the dawn. His rays of sunlight hit his face.
No, D. His fade, G sharp, and then go back to that F A.
And behind him breaks the dawn. His rays of sunlight hit his face. So don't forget the wolf.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. They're going to ask. Oh, I think. And behind him breaks it. I think we're slowing it too much.
Okay.
I think it needs to be picked up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, go back to the top of that.
Just that turn, whole verse is a little pickup.
What?
Yeah, maybe that whole tempo of that verse.
Okay, I'll bring it up. One, two, three.
Oops. Birds look to the horizon, watching safely from their homes. Gentle shadows soon pierce o'er the ridge. Standing still, his eyes aglow. And behind him breaks the dawn. His rays of sunlight hit his face. So
don't forget the wall. See, bro, you're good.
Silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so lonely, leave the light on for the wolf. I followed him. I left him more youthful than I found him. As he passed through the water glistening, and I saw his ears melt away. So don't forget the wolf. He's silver blue like the moon. And when he calls so
what do you think?
Can we sing the bridge just without bass just once?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a candle burning. It smells really good. What's it?
Will
is
you
it again?
Leave a candle
cilantro
burning.
Or something?
Citron and cilantro.
Citron and cilantro.
Citron and cilantro.
It's really good.
Did you recognize what it is? Oh, what's this? Bum, 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 bum.
Oh,
Bum 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 ba-dum bum ba-dum ba-dum bum 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 bum
between takes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Leave a light on for the wolf.
I followed him to Rocky Mountain till he led me to a stream. I left him more youthful than I found him as he passed through the water glistening. And I saw his ears melt away, so don't forget the wolf. He's silver blue like the moon, and when he calls so lonely, leave a light on for the wolf. Cool. Anything else do you wanna do before we start talking?
I don't think so. I think there's some, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of stuff still rehearsed, but all the interesting stuff we basically got. So you want to talk about stuff now?
Yeah. Right. Can we sit?
I guess, yeah.
Or is that going to mess up the how everything goes?
No, I think it'll be okay. Just lower this.
We've adjourned to the sitting area. This is to say 2 feet to our left and sat down in a chair. Okay.
Running with the wolves. September hit, and all of a sudden I'm noticing like leaves are changing.
I know.
I am so happy.
All right, so we're here to talk about Marks of a Drifter, right?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the tune, Liv?
Yeah, well, I guess I kind of want to talk about, we wrote it, just kind of the timeline of and what we wrote about and why and whatever. We wanted to write a song. That was inspiration. We were like, we need to write a song. We haven't done that together for a while. So it was a breezy night, full moon, the coyotes in the distance. And we said, let's write a song about a wolf. It's kind of funny because a coyote, no, there weren't any coyotes. Okay. No, it wasn't that interesting. It was just a regular night. And I don't usually ramble.
Go for it, though. Give it a shot.
This is new for me. We wanted to write a song. We wanted to write a song that was more kind of focusing on the mood that setting rather than the words.
Right.
I mean, we obviously wanted the lyrics to be, like, entertaining and fun and stuff. But we didn't necessarily think, like, we wanted to write a song about community or anything like that necessarily.
I mean,
kind of comes out and everything. Yeah. Why did we choose a wolf to follow? I'm trying to remember. Did I say something like that?
I think you did Don't Forget the Wolf, Silver Blue Like the Moon, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember.
I think we said something about it. I was like, let's write something about a wolf or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of started having this idea about this character, this man probably, or whatever, following a wolf through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, I mean, I think like wolves at night, people that are waking up, it's like a sleepless, it's kind of like a restless kind of wanderer. And that's kind of the drifter term. Right. I mean, that's, wolves are often like, portrayed as that too, like when they're by themselves and stuff. So I think we wanted that kind of like unsettled kind of drifter following this wolf through the night. So we start, the first verse is kind of when the character first sees the wolf, and then it goes on to like when it hits the dawn. The second verse comes to the morning, and then it's in the water and all that stuff.
Right. So what's that? The bridge, right? It says I followed him to Rocky Mountain. Till he led me to the stream. I left him more youthful than I found him as he passed through the water glistening.
That was something you came up with. So maybe you should answer that question. What I did. I also had questions about like, what I left him more youthful than I found him, what that means.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like you said, the first verse is kind of just is before we've even like met the wolf, really. Mm-hmm. It's talking about where I am, you know, I walk the mountains in the evening to occupy my restless mind. Eyes. Sorry, I thought it was mind. The wind grows cold and the clouds roll in, darkening the skies. So that's just telling us where we are.
Typical night.
And a basic, a tiny little synopsis of who this character is or whatever. Find the marks of a drifter, pride and power's only friend. He serenades the mood at night to let it share his loneliness.
With those words, you can kind of like picture a wolf without us even saying it yet.
Sure.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you do think a wolf, but I'm just not sure.
He serenades the moon. I don't know.
Sure,
I guess
yeah.
That's like what
I don't think like first listen people would necessarily say. But that, I mean, that's fine. I'm not saying that's like a poor songwriting necessarily.
Aiden, yes and, yes and.
Yes and, yes and. And when you hear his cry, it's the only time you'll hear his name. Don't forget the wolf, all that. So yeah, and then the second verse is talking about like actually meeting the wolf behind the Bakes of Dawn, all that. Bridge goes into actually kind of, in a way, the story doesn't really start until the bridge. And again, I think...
You don't see them interact necessarily until the bridge.
Right. So, like you were saying, we do have a very strong tendency to like create a very like strong narrative and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes out in a certain way here, but it's mainly in just like lyrical imagery.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a like central theme that we're trying to get across.
Yes.
Which is cool. It was a fun challenge to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think if there is a central theme, like a plot to the story, character meets a wolf, follows him through the night. After dawn, follows him to Rocky Mountain. He leads him to the stream. I think of that. He led me to the stream. I left him more youthful than I found him. I don't know. It's
like an interaction of good. Like, it's almost like what I think of like a cartoon. It's like you think of like these dreary old whatever, and then they hit the water and some and make eye contact and spark flowers. And I don't know what cartoons I'm watching, but
something like that.
You know
what
I'm saying? Where it's like, it's almost magical.
Right. Yeah. So part of me was thinking like, okay, so is this literally like a fountain of youth, the stream that he passes through?
Right.
And then But I think it's more of kind of, when you see him pass through the water glistening, it's like you finally see the wolf. Like he's this haggard old loner who's been wandering through the woods. But it's like it's almost this playful moment of him like splashing through the water. And you see now he's like clean and shiny
renewed
and in the sunlight now instead of like through the woods and under the moon or whatever.
Well, I think of like Up. And Mr.
Frederickson.
he's grumpy and old at the beginning. He looks really old.
Yeah.
Like really old. His eyes, the way everything is. And maybe he was animated differently later in the movie, but when Russell. Sorry, I'm terrible with names. When Russell meets him and they do stuff together, even though he's still using a cane.
Right. But back at the very end, he holds himself higher.
Which has no medical like reasoning.
Sure.
It's not like he was like given a whatever.
But
medicine
I think part of it is to symbolize his attitude at the beginning of the movie versus his attitude
but
at
the
end of the movie.
I think attitude has a specific correlation to like
how you hold
yourself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like there is something here where
yeah.
the wolf and him have this like encounter that leaves them both renewed and refreshed.
Well,
and
yeah, I mean, and he serenades the moon at night to let us share his loneliness.
He's
a loner, and now he's had, I mean, again, I think in a way,
gosh dang it, Aiden,
sorry,
we wrote another movie
Community. But I kind of think it's like, yeah, you have this one night hanging out with this dude who's following you through the woods. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's a stretch, and
maybe a little bit of a stretch, but we have to think about something when you're singing it. You can't just sing water glistening.
Yeah. All the images I have are like images from like Western movies, like giant mountains in Colorado and the just pine trees that are like 9,000 feet tall. And
me too.
Yeah.
Flannel and
cold.
Yeah.
And it smells so, it's just absolutely
fresh
air.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And it's coffee over the fire that doesn't taste very good, but it's the experience of there's like smoke around you.
Something warm at least.
Yeah. And it's warm.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Coffee over the fire isn't very good.
I don't know if I've had it. Maybe we keep this, maybe we don't, but the reasons for doing this type of episode is to, I don't know why. Why is it? It sounds like weird to say, like, we hope you go and do your stuff too. And I don't want to be like, we're your sole inspiration. Right. And I'm not saying that, but it's just like a, this is something we like to do. Right. So we're going to, we share it. And
that's something I just today, our between takes has been around for almost an entire year next week. So I'm super stoked about that. Seasons? But today I listened to our very first episode. And
is it bad?
No, it's fine. The first like 40 seconds is just us talking about how like awkward and interesting this is and not knowing quite know how to start. But anyway, one of the things that you say is connecting with people in a different way, not through like, hey, here's a thing we did, compliment it or whatever, but it's more of a, we're having a conversation and we want you guys to be engaged in the conversation as well.
Yeah.
And so I think this fits along with that in the sense of it's not, I think there's a lot of people who present everything as a finished, polished product. Mm-hmm. And we try to do that, but I think even in our other stuff, you'll see like a process and you'll see progress being made, right? Mm-hmm. Hopefully. So I think this is just kind of an instance. You know, Marks of a Drifter is a very new song for us, so we haven't done anything with it. So y'all are the first to hear, and then we thought, let's, like you were saying at the beginning, with combined rehearsal time with podcast time. Yeah, I think it's just kind of a glimpse into to this is kind of how it works. I don't know if it's going to be interesting to everyone. If it is, let us know. If it's not, let us know.
But I guess we want to record podcasts that we would like to listen to. Yeah. And we wouldn't maybe want to listen to a podcast that's like this every single episode. But if a band that we follow, like We The Least or someone did an episode of a podcast where they break down a song.
Right.
I would find that interesting. So that's, I guess, why we were like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we want to show, like you said, imperfection, creativity, some energy, things like that. So.
Yeah. And part of what we're going to talk about, but I don't know if it really applies to this song as much, is just how you and I approach songwriting differently sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
And the way that we, and so maybe that can be later on another episode if people like this one.
Yeah.
We can do another one on a different song that does fit into the category, but more that is more.
And we're always growing and changing our process. Like
I'm not.
You're not. Sorry. Aiden has a process, a system. He knows. He writes the same every single time.
That's perfect. As we can see.
It's kind of amazing that you don't, create the song of the century every day.
I know, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
One more question just for fun. When writing the chord progression, what artists or other music or things were you picturing?
I'm thinking Elephant Revival.
Okay.
Their song, Sing to the Mountain.
Okay.
Which has a part where you go, let us sing to the mountain, let us sing to the moon. And the whole audience goes, oh! And so it's that. I was thinking of that.
Okay.
I was also thinking of the Ballad of John McRae by the Other Favorites.
Nice. I was thinking of Ed Sheeran's song that he wrote for The Lord of the Rings.
Really? Yeah. Totally.
Do you know, have you heard that one?
Probably, but.
It's very just like ethereal and kind of like, just whatever.
Right. So. Interesting.
It's a far, like, anything, like, you think of one thing and it turns out it's probably like there's no resemblance at all.
Sure.
But that's just what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Home, yeah, I think,
I'm going for very, like, what's the word? Not typical. Typical in a way. Mm-hmm. A very, like, standard folk song type thing.
I think
I was picturing it a very, like, I like those artists, and I find that, like, some of the Oh Hello stuff, I think this could be an old, like, Gaelic folk song from like 1628 or something like that. And so I was kind of thinking like, I think this would be cool if we can get this to a point. And I don't think it totally fits in structurally. It's not very like that, but.
Yeah. I was also thinking a little bit of like the Civil Wars. I don't know if you've heard them.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that a little bit.
Yeah. Just like a little bit.
A little bit.
They do a song also with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And
it's
like, it's like barely on the tip of my brain. I could not name a song, but it's like that feeling of.
Okay.
It's spooky is not the right word, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, it called?
Minor tension.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just because it has minor, mostly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rock on. Well, folks, let us know if you liked this episode, and let us know if you didn't. And if you want us to do more, rock on. And if you don't, we'll see. Not totally sure how this is going to turn out, to be totally honest. So
don't self-deprecate.
I'm not self-deprecating. Okay. No, being honest. We're talking about showing the imperfections and all that. My part of the imperfection of this process is we're going in trying a bunch of stuff, and then we're going to see how it turns out.
That's true.
Liv, do you have anything else you want to say to the folks?
No, I don't think so. We'll see you next time.
For a brand new episode of Between Takes.